The first reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians. Brothers and sisters, I am amazed that you are so quickly forsaking the one who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel. Not that there is another, but there are some who are disturbing you and wish to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel other than a one that we preach to you, let that one be accursed. As we have said before, and now I say again, if anyone preaches to you a gospel other than the one that you received, let that one be accursed. Am I now currying favor with human beings or God? Or am I seeking to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a slave of Christ. Now I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that the gospel preached by me is not of human origin. For I did not receive it from a human being, nor was I taught it, but it came through a revelation of Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord. The Lord will remember his covenant forever. The Lord will remember his covenant forever. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart in the company of the assembly of the just. Great are the works of the Lord, exquisite in all their delights. The Lord will remember his covenant forever. The works of his hands are faithful and just. Sure are all his precepts, reliable forever and ever, wrought in truth and equity. The Lord will remember his covenant forever. He has sent his deliverance to his people. He has ratified his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. His praise endures forever. The Lord will remember his covenant forever. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this and you shall live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" And Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveled who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn and cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him, and if you spend more than I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these 3, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So as I said in the beginning, today is the feast of Saint Faustina. And we have her up on our church up there, and she's there with Pope Francis. And she's the one Jesus revealed himself as divine mercy to. And the gospel today is the regular gospel of the year. It's not for her feast day. And yet it still ends with the one who treated him with mercy. How we're called to do that. Now again, when we hear the Good Samaritan, I remember we had a speaker here a couple years ago, and he went through this Good Samaritan parable. And he said, we don't get what the Samaritans are. We think this, you know, Samaritans, people they didn't like. No, no, no. For the Jewish people, the Samaritans were like ISIS for us. You know, the people that we think are the most evil. Or nowadays, the people of the opposite political party you happen to be into. You know, same thing, they're all evil. And so we are called to treat each other with mercy. Again, if you call yourself a Catholic or a Christian, but you're not going to have mercy on people you don't agree with, stop calling yourself a Catholic or a Christian. You know, that might be a little strong, but that's what Paul says. Let it be accursed if they're telling you another gospel. We are called to be people of mercy. That means for people who don't deserve mercy, we give it. We don't treat other people as our neighbors as enemies. Jesus was clear, love your enemies. So there's no room in any of us to never show mercy to another human being. None. And if you do refuse, just stop calling yourself a Christian. Isn't that nice? May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us give to God these